We are that Memhesa Mavala. Before we learn this Gemara, let us just refresh our memories, learn a Machlekes, Rashi, and Tosfos on the Memhesa Mavala, and then we'll start our sugya. Rashi, the first third of the Omid, Kibramasel Da'afkerino Kibayet, the Sova Rav, this is Hanage Alonu, Boyer Shechiva Olof Teire, Behitker Yeshusai Uboyroi Udechiyavtei. That Teire is Machayev, if a person dug a Boyer in his Rishus, and then he was Mavker, the Boyer and the Rishus, and after the Sevker comes out, that we have a Rishus Arabim, because the whole area is Hefker, and there's a Boyer in the Rishus Arabim, which does not belong to the Keire Boyer. We have a very interesting situation. B'shas, he was Keire the Boyer. He didn't do any Avla whatsoever. He's Keire a Boyer in his Rishus. Then later, he's Mafke the Boyer and his Rishus. So Rashi says, Rav holds your chai. This is Rashi and Dafka Fresam and Boyer. Now, let us just see Tosfos, the Bramaschal Hani Mili, after Kemat, two-thirds of Tosfos, Uma Shebekuntres Rotzo Lechayev, Behifker Rishusai Uboiroi, Kamoi Bechayfer Ber Beshusaram, Ein Yirelari. Mrs. Rashi wants to compare Hifker Rishusai Uboiroi to Chayfer Ber Beshusaram. Just like Chayfa Boer Bishus Arabim, he is not a Bailam on the Boer in his Chayiv, who Adim, Hifke Rishus Ayo Boerai, Ein Nira Lari. The Chayfa Boer Bishus Arabim, Chayfa Boer Beisa, he made a takol in the Rishus Arabim. Vechein Chayfa Boer Bishus Ayo Samach Rishus Arabim, the person goes and digs a boir b'shusay samach l'shus harabim. So Memela comes out, the b'nei r'shus harabim, who are walking close to his r'shus, they're going to fall into the boir. The boir in his r'shus is a takola for the b'nei r'shus harabim. B'isech aparet. That's also, he had no right to do such a thing, digging a boir in his r'shus, which is a takola for the b'nei r'shus harabim. Vafilu chayfa be'emtza rishusa. In Tosfos says, Vafilu, case number three. A person was chayfa be'emtza rishusa. So b'shas chafirosoi, he did not do any avla whatsoever. V'hitke rishusoi v'loi boiroi. And then he was mafke the rishus. He was not mafke the birth. So there was no chafire be'isa. He never made a takola. Abakivin v'shaloyu, but this is his boyer. Now he has a boyer in the middle of Rishus Arabim. It's his boyer in the middle of Rishus Arabim. Chayiv lahoser atakola kedemrinem baporim. This is our gemara. Abakivin v'islay lemamloye. He should now fill up his boyer. He has a boyer. The middle of the Rishus Arabim, v'loy malye, and he didn't fill it up, k'man dekarye domi. So it's k'ilo, he was chayfa abayr in a Rishus Arabim. Avol, hivke Rishusoy uboyroy, but if a person was makka, he dug a bayr in his own Rishus. And then he was makka everything. The chafar beheta, he was chayfa beheta, the gam hashta de hivke lav bala boir, he's not a bala boir, lay mechayet, so he's not mechayet. So we have here a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Hivke rish, chofa boir b'shusay, hivke rishusay uboiroi, Rashi says yechayet, and Tosfos says yopota. Fine, now let us start learning our sugya. Hichnes shayrei lechotza balabayis. Amar Rove, Hichnis Shoyrei Lechotzer Balabayis Shaloi Bushes. Reuven brings in his shoyer without any permission into Shimon's Chotzer. V'chofar bo'boyrei sichin ma'oris. And the shoyer is having a good time. It's digging boyrei sichin ma'oris. Is Baal HaShoyer Chayev Beniske Chotzer. So the Baal HaShoyer, his shoyer was Mazik the Chotzer. Made a whole bunch of holes in the chotzer, so he's chayev to pay for that. Ubal chotzer chayev beniskei haber, and the bal chotzer is chayev beniskei haber. If this bear that the shoyer dug in the rishus harabim was mazik someone, we'll see exactly how this occurred. The bal chotzer is chayev. Af al gav the omar mar ki yichre ish boir veloy shayr boir. The chiyiv an kriyas boir is dafke, you need a kriyas odo, not a kriyas shayr. Hocho kivin de islay lahayech limluye. This baal achotzer should have filled up this boir. Veloy kamalye, he didn't fill it up. Keman de karye domen. So it's keilu, he dug the boil. A very unclear gemara. So we'll see here a machlekes Rashi in Tosfos. Ubal chotzer chayev beniske haboil. Now it says over here the shayer of the balasher dug boilers in my rishus. So he's mechuyif to pay me that. That's what he was mekalkel my rishus. Ubal chotzer chayev beniske haber. So actually, is a problem. Where's the chiv of niske haber? It's my chotzer. I can have as many boyers as I want. What's the problem of it? Im hivkir rishusoy. He was mafkir his rishus. And let us just assume hivkir rishusoy means everything. The rishus, the boyer. He was mafkir. His whole rishus. He was mafkir. Because we have a Rashi when he bought Chav Chesem and Beis that says that Hivki Rishusay Boira Yechayit. Him Hivki Rishusay. Va'af al-gav, d'chsi. So what happened? So a person had an area full of Boiras. So now we thought, so my whole chotzer is all, looks like a battlefield. It's not gonna die the whole thing. So he decided to be mafke everything, he won't use it anymore, but him it's unusable, so it was mafke this area to the Rishus HaRabim, and everyone's walking there, and they're breaking their necks in these boilers that are in the Rishus HaRabim. Ba'af al gav d'chsiv ki yichre ish boir, b'loi ki yichre shayr boir. Sofek Rashi, so why is he chayev? I didn't think this boir. Hani mili b'Rishus HaRabim, that's b'Rishus HaRabim, the love olay di day ram yelam luye. I says the chiddush kichish boil means if my boil walks into Rishus HaRabim and digs a boil in the middle of Rishus HaRabim, I'm not responsible for the actions of my shoyer. That what the shoyer dug a boil Rishus HaRabim, that's not my responsibility. I'm responsible for my shoyer. It was mazik. But if my shoyer made a takol, I'm not responsible for that. That's pshat in the meal. But over here, Hoche, kiven de is lay limluye, he should have filled it up, mikame de lifkere, before he was mafker de boir, he has now very good intentions, he wants to give away this whole chotzer to the bnei rishus haram, very nice, but before you mafker it, you should have filled up the boir. The boir didayu, this is his boir. This is his boil. The after Bosar Hochi, when he was mafkered, Naisen Takolo Bershus Harab. He is putting a Takolo Bershus Harab. So I saw in the Torah Shmuel, he wants to say pshat in this Rashi, A person is responsible to see that his mumming should not become a takole through his pshia. That means now I possess a boil. My chotz is my boil. It's mutal on me to see that this mumming, which is now not a takole at all, it's in my reshus, but I'm a chuyiv to make sure my mumming al yidei pshiosi should not become a takola. That's the responsibility of a balam. This is your boil. Now there's no problem. But if you're through your actions, your mumming will become a takola. He's mafkir the mumming. But the responsibility is now. This is your mumming, and through your hefker, you're going to make this a takola b'shus harabim. So you're responsible for that. It's like I created a takola b'shus harabim. I'm responsible to see my mumin should not become a takola yidei pshiyosi. So that's what Rashi says. The islay limluye mikamei delitkere dobir didei. That means this is your boir now, and this boir through your actions can become a takola. So it's keilu, you created a takola. V'chiyavke bosa hochi noisein takola b'shus harabim. It's considered you created a takola b'shus harabim through your hefker. Your hefker is keilu amaisika, you are responsible to make sure that your mom should not become a boil. So the Tere Shmuel says, what the vote is? He says, what will be if Reuven and Shimon Ashkenim, and Reuven has a boil next to Shimon, not much next to Shimon. Shimon gave him permission for the boil, no problem. He says, now Shimon goes and his mafke is reshus to the reshus harab. Now everyone's walking through and they go and fall into Reuven's boil. He says, there won't be a shayla whatsoever. He says, that what Shimon made it a reshus harabim, that's not called a kriyas boil. Rashi says, a psahom megillah over here. That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, the boil didehu. That's the problem. This is called your boil. So even though it's not a takol at the present time, but you're responsible to see it shouldn't become a takola. So before you marker it, you have here a time bomb, and now it's not mazik. But you're responsible to see that your boil shouldn't become a takola ayveg shiosho. You want to be marked? Say to no, you're not creating a boil, but you're machuya to be mamala the boil before you marker it. But so that's the combination. But if the second case which you mentioned, if Shimon is mafker is reshus, it's not his boil. So I mafker it. I now never there'll be a boil next to reshus harab. That's no problem whatsoever. Here it's called al zbal boil am mechuyev to see my boil should not become a takola. Now let us see Tosfos. Now, before we go further, the Imre Moshe says, Taisa doesn't learn that he was mafkir the boil. Taisa says, and we learned that of Chavchesam at Beis, that in such a case he's potter, that's nothing. He dug the boil, the boil was dug beheter. And Taisa learned that the boil was dug samach l'shus harabim by the behemoth, a very smart behemoth. The behemoth dug the boil mamish right next to the l'shus harabim. So now you're not allowed to have a boil next to the l'shus harabim because your boil is a takola for the bnei l'shus harabim. And that's what we're talking about over here. You have a boil next to the l'shus harabim. You didn't dig the boil. You have a boil next to the l'shus harabim. She mechuyah to be mamalit. That's the case according to Tosfos. That's Adim Remeshul and Pshat. He's a Rai from a Tosfos, Daf Chof Tes. Okay, that's the Pshat. I have a boil next to the Reshus Haram. I didn't dig it. You sure dug it. I'm a chuyah for the takolas. Afal gav the Oma Amar. Now let us see Tosfos. Afal gav the Oma Amar. Ish boyer v'loy shorber. So the Gemara is saying that the Baal HaChotzer is chayev, even though it says ish boyer v'loy shorber. So let's learn the Gemara earlier. So that means like this. If it wouldn't say ish boyer v'loy shorber, I would zicher be chayev. The Baal HaChotzer. But now that it says, Ish ber b'lo yishoy ber, I'd ever have a meaning that the Baal HaChotzer should be potter. It's kamash melon, that is also chayev. Given the avalei lamalye, avalei malye, kaman, the kaya domi. So, flek toisviz, kloima, umitoich kacha yelon alifte, Baal HaChotzer says, Ish ber b'lo yishoy ber. The imtaima, koshtein, di loima matinin sheir, shayeroi lifter balachotza, da havele lamir mechiyuva balasher. So Taisva says, the Gemara is saying, even though it says ishbevele sheir, but the balachotza is chayev. And if it wouldn't say ishbev, Taisva says it's poshit that is chayev. And Taisva says, v'nahapachu. If it wouldn't say ishbevele sheir, so then the balasher would be chayev. Bishloima. The Hochi Koma. Afa gav the Oma Amar. Ish ber v'loi sher ber. V'ho yoroi lifter kol odom b'ber shekor sher. A ber that was dug through a sher, I would think, no one is chayev. Because a boyer needs a maisa kriya in order to be chayev. Kloima, umitoich kacho yolono lifter bala chotza, da havelei le midrash mi posig zesh lo yischayev shum odom beboyer shekor asher, en svor a lidrash kein, elakiven dolei le mluyei, Kiman de Kalye Domi. Now, let us just say what Tosfos is saying over here. Now, we are speaking about the cases as follows. The cases that the Shoyer dug a boyer b'chatzeirei shel Reuven next to the Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Gemara says that be a havamine, that be a havamine that the Baal HaChotzer should be put to ish ber v'lo yisher ber. Let's forget about that havamine. We'll come back to the havamine in a minute. Kamash melam that is chayev, even the havalei lemalye, the loy malye, command the kar yedom. So the Shaila is, let us, according to Tosfos, we're speaking about that he wasn't Mafke the Boil. If he'd be Mafke the Boil, then there was no Maisa Kriya, and he's Mafke the Boil, there's no problem whatsoever. We're speaking about he wasn't Mafke the Boil. This Boil belongs to the Baal HaChotzer. He wasn't Mafke the Boil. So Memele, so why do we need a psahol lumdis of kivin da havale le malye, the loy malye, command the kaye domi? Why do you need command the kaye? He's a balaboyer. It's his boyer. His boyer is at a kola b'shus haram. So that's why you should be chay. Why do you need this whole concept of command the kaye domi? So Antar Shmuley wants to say that Tosfos held Bemison, when we learn the parsha of Boyer, the parsha is very interesting. Ki yiche ish Boyer, ki yiftach ish Boyer. So the pasuk starts, he dug a Boyer, created a Boyer. Pasuk ends, bala Boyer yishalem. The owner of the Boyer should pay. So we start off with a Maisa Kriya, we end up because of the ownership. So he wants to say that Tosfos held, every boil that's chayev, you need these two components in order to be chayev. You need a Maisa Kriya, and you also need an ownership of the boil. Now, let us, Chazal tell us, the boil b'shus harabim, you're chayev. Talking about a berbishus harab yachai. And the same Chazal tell us, shnei dvorim einu bishusay shalodom vason akosu kilu bishusay berbishus harab. So Chazal tell us, if a person digs a berbishus harab, Chazal only understood why is he chayin? Because he's a balaber. He's not a balaber. Oh, vason akosu kilu bishusay. You dug a bird, Mishas Ram, the Torah said, Ke'ilu, it's your boy. You're a Bala boy. Fakhiyev, you're a Bala boy. You have no rights in this bird, but Fakhiyev, you're a Bala boy. So he wants to say that Tosfos held, every boy needs these two components. Bala boy alone is not sufficient. You need a Kriyas boy. So, over here, he didn't dig the boy. The Yenim Sher dug the bear. Yenim Sher dug the bear. Right? Now it's my bear. He dug the bear next to Rishus HaRabim. This is a takola for the Rishus HaRabim. This is my bear. But I didn't dig it. I didn't dig it. I'm potter. You need a Maisa Kriya. So the Gemara says, no, but since it's your bear, is a takola for Rishus HaRabim, you're mechuyev to be misalik this boil. Your boil is at the kolam b'shusram, you're mechuyev to be misalik this boil. And by not being misalik this boil, it's ki'ilu you are a koyrei boil. The Gemara is saying a pisalomdes. So therefore, if someone falls in, you're chayev to pay. The chiyev, it seems, if I am a woman that's a mazik, without the lomdes, but you basically, your mom is a takola for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so you mechuyev to fill it up. And since you're not memala dechiv, we consider ki'ilu you dug the bird. That's why you're chayev. So we have over here, this is Shita Satoysis, you have here, the two components of chiyev boil. It's mine, and in lomdus, it's since I did not do what I was supposed to do, it's ki'ilu kol. It's absanu lomdus. Now the Gemara Rahava mina that is a drash ish boil below shoyer boil. Now if the shoyer dug the boil, so the Gemara Rahava mina is a drash, so a kriya shoyer. You need a kriya and a kriya shoyer is potter. That was the Rahava mina of the Gemara. So the Gemara said, the Gemara said like this, that the Baal HaChatzer is chayit. So the Havamina was that we should darshan a boy that was nicha yidei asher. That's not the Torah patted such a boy. That's what Taisu says. Ava gavdom amar ish boy v'loishe, but v'yeroi lifte kol odom b'boy shekor asher kloima. And mitoich kacho yelan lifte balachotze v'akel. That's what the pasuk is telling us. A kri asher. You not chayv on such a boil. Need a kriyas odo. Not a kriyas shoyer. The have along the midrash me posik zeshlo yischayv shum odo beber shekoreshe. So the Moses says, ain't svar lidrash kach. No. That's a very big chiddush. Ele kibin da leilem luye keman de karye dome. So it's called ish boil. He made the boil. That means the bird that is here now, the bird that the shir dug 5 minutes ago, that was the bird 5 minutes ago. But now I have another 10 minutes to fill up the bird. I'm aware I have a bird here, that's a takola b'shus haram. So now I'm responsible, I'm giving them a 10 minute time period to fill up the bird. I'm not filling up the bird. So the Gemara says, along this, command the kaye domi, it's keilo, I dug now the bersabach, and ish boyer, I have a new maisek here. I dug it now. So memele, that's why he's chayev. So according to Tosfos, we are speaking about a boyer that belongs to the Baal HaChatzer, There'd be a haba meaning to say, since there was no kriya from the Baal HaChatzah, the Baal HaChatzah should be potter, because they're one of the components of kriya boir is you have to be kairaba. It's kamashmo, he's a kairaba, because you should have filled it up and not filling it up. So the mele, it's called, that he's a kairaba. V'nire, now Taisva says, I want to tell you a chiddush. If it's your moment, and you're mechuyev to make sure your moment shouldn't be mazi, so that makes you a kairaba. V'nire da'afilo im chofroi odom debar chiyuva. I'll tell you a bigger chiddush Taisva wants to say. Someone comes into my chotzer, not a shoyer, an odom. And he goes and he starts digging boiras next to the Rishus Haram in my chotzer. Chayev bala chotzer beniskei boir. So this person who dug these boiras, he's chayev to pay me. He ruined my chotzer. That's no shayla. But the bala chotzer is chayev beniskei raboir. Because this is my boil, this is my boil, lemaise, people are going to fall in, people are falling into my boil, lemaise, my boil, he made it, but it's my boil, and there's a chiyuv on me to see that my moment should not be mazik. And so how do you do it? Not you say a capital tillim, but no one should fall in, you fill up the boil. V'leidi dey lemluyei, liyum achuyev, v'achoyfer, mishalem b'niske chotzer. Mitzorich iyun. So others want to say, what's the mitzorich iyun? So it could be there's a svar of the Ramban. This is mamish stretching the going a little far. Zeh chayta v'zeh mischay. He was saying along this like this: if a shayr dug the boy, no, and the shayr is no chiyun whatsoever. So we say it's considered tila. You are the kaira. You should. You have an obligation to fill up your boy. So you are the kairay boy. I, the original boy, was done to the chfiras. Was done to the also the shares. You can't handle with the share. So the share is nothing what to talk about. So each bevelay sheva. So maybe you're called the kairay boy. But over here, if you have a bal chiyuve, so he's a chayfa boy b'metzias. You're a chayfa boy in Lomdes. No. The Mustama is called the Kairi Boyer, not you. Maybe not. Maybe the Lombus weighs over the Metzias. This is the Tzalachian of Taish. Ish Boyer v'loi Shoyer Boyer. So Taishvis v'im Taima v'le'el patrinen bal hagomu sh'loi sikhsecho. The Gemara before Daf Chavei speaks about an interesting scenario. A person had a gomel that was torn pishton, was walking along, b'shus harabim, the pishton went into a chanus, and it got kindled by the ner of the bala chanus, and now, this gomel is walking around with a hot load, this pishton is burning, and he's walking along, and the fire he's kindling a whole bunch of houses, and he just burnt down the whole block. And the Gemara says, if you're the Ishe Mishim Mamayna, you're potter. Because Ishe Mishim Mamayna, the Tzlat Eish, the Bala Gomel, he wasn't Madlikit. So I'm not Chayy. It's like Taisvis, but Yosher made the Eish. Taisvis holds that Ishe Mishim Mamayna doesn't have to, not the materials have to be mine. I'm chayiv. If I made an eish, I'm chayiv. Kilu, my mamon was mazik. That's it in Isha Mishum Amoyne. But Yeshua made an eish. Yeshua made an eish. So you should be responsible. So bishloime by boyer. It says, ish boyer v'lai sherba. I have a posik. By eish, I don't have such a posik. Yitemer leel patrina bala gomuk shloi sikhsecho lamandam Isha Mishum Amoyne. Afa gav leksiv ish eish v'lai sherish. Veshloim edosam na miksiv shalem yishalem hamaver es habeiro. The mashma davkem shehamaver atzmai hu hameshalem. It's the one who kindles the eish has to be the one that's paying for it. So if my shoyer was maver and I'm only mechuyev leshalem for what I kindled, what my shoyer kindled, I'm part of. So this is brings a new drosh. Let's go a little further. Hichnis shayray lechotza balabayis shaloi bishus vehizik es balabayis, and the shay was mazik the balabos. Hoy balabayis huzak boy, or the balabos was genizik from the shay. He brought in a shay shaloi bishus. The balabos tripped over the shay. Chay rovat. What is if the shay sat down shaloi bishus? The Shoyer Reuven brings in his Shoyer into Shimon's Chotzer, and the Shoyer sits down, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and the Baal of Chotzer is walking outside. He wants to see something, and he trips over the Shoyer. Potter, so the Baal of Shoyer is Potter. Frech the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Mishim Derovat's Potter. I mean, he says, who's that boy? He bought it Shalai Bishus, and he was genizik. He said, he's chayev. So if he sat down, he's potter. Omar Rav Pope, my rovatz, shehirbitz glolem, means something else, that Reuven's shayev was matal a whole bunch of glolem in Shimon's chotzer. Fine. V'nitnefu keilov shel balabayis. And the kalim, the begodim of the balabos, he had a whole chotzer full of glolim, and the kalim of the balachotzer became metunif. Tahavu glolim boyer, so the glolim are a boyer. Leimatzino boyer shechay boy boyasa kalim. His boyer is potter and kalim. Now the Gemara understood that he wasn't machke the glolim. We'll see what the Baal Hashem was a map to the Glolim. The Glolim is it's fertilizer, you know, you get the, so the Glolim theoretically belongs to the Baal Hashem. So now these are his Glolim. Now we had a machlokes in the beginning of the comment of Chav Chesam at Beis, a boyer de loy afkere, is it shayr or boyer? Rab says it's shayr, and Shmuel says it's boyer. So according to Rab, that it's shayr, Mar understood he wasn't Machpia the Glolim, so my Glolim were Matanif your Kalim. So Sheir is Chayv and Kalim, so why is he Potter? That's the Gemara's Kashi. Hanichel is Shmuel, Dome Kol Takola Beiru. Shmuel holds every Takola is Beir. Say he was Machpia, say he wasn't Machpia. Elalav the Oma Ad the Machpia, my Ikala Meima. So it's a Sheir. So the Gemara answers, Omri, Stam Glolim Avkuri Mafkelo. No, he's Mafke. He's Stam, it's not such a big deal. He's Glolim, he was Mafkere. So he's Mafkere, so Mamela, he is Potter and the Glolim. Now we'll see Rashi and Taishvis to understand a little bit what's happening over here. Huzak boy, sheniskal boy, in the shayr. Rovatz potter, tosal kedai tachashte, Rovatz, the shayr sat down, vishiba kalim, and he broke kalim, I niskal boy bala bayis lachashe Rovatz. So Mo says, potter, what kind of chat is this? Why is the bala shayr potter if the shayr decided to sit down? Venitnefu kalo laacham nechad. And the kalim became the tunev afterwards. Hey, so the shayr was matvul glolim in the chotzer, and then the baal chotzer walks along with his nice chasnik b'dodim, and then the nitne for kalim. Zikt Rashi v'davke kalim. So the baal shayr is potah, because it's kalim, boir is potah and kalim. Avol hu atzmoi huzak, but what if the baal Hachotzer got genizikt in these glolim, or through these glolim, chayiv baal hashem. Lepatrine lei, mishum ish b'er v'loi sher b'er. Fetrashi amur de kekashi. I mean, we have a whole parsha of kelim over here. Potan kelim. But Rashi says, l'maise. My sher was matul glolim. Reuven's share was matul glolim in Shimon's rishus, and Shimon slipped on these glolim and was masik himself. So the din is that Reuven is chay. Reuven is chay. Kekrashi amir v'kekrashi vayis Reuven chay, v'ti ish boi v'loi sherber. So vayis he chay. So Rashi, the chol midi, the havi didei b'shas nefila. So Rashi says, when these glolim fell down, it was later mafkir, we'll see, when these glolim fell down, who did the glolim belong to? The glolim b'shaita belong to the Baal HaSher. I mean, that's, it's my Sher, the Sher produces glolim. This is, everything belongs to the Baal HaSher. So memele, so now there are my glolim, which is a boil in Yanim's Rishus. My glolim on Yanim's Rishus. Well, Chigoyim, I'll tell you another case. Shenofla gmaloi v'loi amido. My gomel fell down. My gomel fell down, and then it's falling down, and it's 10 o'clock at night, no one will see, and people are going to break their necks over my gomel. I'm also chayiv. Hey, what did I do? It's ish boil v'loi gomel boil. B'chavina lay mishum boil. V'af agab di'iyu loy karye ela agomel karo. So Rashi, why is he chayiv over here? The gomel made the boil. The gomel is the boil. Or here the sher made the glolim. Abakivin the bishas nefila didayu. But bishas, when it fell down, this is my gomel that fell down. This is my glolim, which are in Yenim's Chotzer. Va'aleyu lisluke. And you machleiv to take it away. This is, he knows about it. You have your glolim in Yenim's Chotzer, which is Atakola. You have your gomu in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, which is Atakola. You machleiv to take it away. It's your moment, that's Atakola. Even the bishas nefila didayu va'oleyu lisluke, he's going to take it away. K'may dekarye ihudomi. So you're chayiv. That's called a kriya. That's called a kriya. That means you have 10 minutes to take it away. You didn't take it away. It's kilo. You put it there. That's the thing. That's what Rashi says. Va'af al gav de mavkele boso shayta. I'll be mavked later. For later, ready. You were kaira aboyer. We just, that means this is how one, this is another way of being kaira aboyer. If your momin is at a kole, either the bushel sarabin, or your glolim is at a kone for the balachot, so you have here at a kole. I'm sorry. So you're mechuyiv to take it away. This is your momin. You're mechuyiv to make sure your momin should not be mazik. The 10 minute period passed and you didn't take it away, so now we say, not taking it away is kilu kamandakayadami. So now we attribute these glolim, this gomel kilu, you put the gomel down there. Because you should take it away. Not taking away is kilu, you put it. I was mafkid later. I'm sorry, yeah, person is kairabai bishusarabim. So it's I'm sorry, you kairabai, even though you're mafkid, it's sorry. A person is kairabai, a son of kosum kilu bishusai. I'll tell you a case of ish boyer v'loy sheber. It's a different case. That my sheber went into the Rishus HaRabim and it dug a boyer in the Rishus HaRabim. So there, it's not mine. I didn't do anything. My sheber did it. So you want to say, if my sheber dug a boyer, it's kilo. I dug a boyer. No. That's the drash ish boyer v'loy sheber. V'leidomi l'shoyre shechofa boyer b'shus haram, the chfire lav didehi. It's not his chfire. I didn't do it. The sheber did it. The boyer is not my boyer. What do you want from me? It's a boyer b'shus haram. I have a sheber. My sheber walked into the shus haram and started digging boyers in the shus haram. I didn't do anything. So there's no responsibility on me to fill up these boyers. It's not my boyer. The share dug the boil. I'm not responsible for the boilers that my share digs. Some of my list, so that's the drash of ish boil boilay share boil. But if you have my momin that's a takole, not Pashu Saram, my glolim are a takole
in Yenem Schotzer. My gomel that fell down is at a kol in the Shusar Rabban. So I'm a chuyye to make sure my moment should not be at a kol. He didn't see, but it's not off the kriya. It's your moment, you're a chuyye to take it away. Not taking it away is kilu, you put it there. That's the lumbus, another lumbus, of a kivin, the havalei l'sluki v'isalki, commander ma'at kar yedomi. Uledlil, or Rashi says a similar case in the second perek. Ledlil ha'nikshar beregel atan v'gameilov, the dlil ha'nideyo. Again, we're talking about such a case. That a dovol shel hefke got attached to his tarnagel. His tarnagel, and his tarnagel was walking middle of Shusarabim, and then the tarnagel stopped, and then, or the thing fell off, it's middle of Shusarabim, someone chips over it. So you put that. It's not mine, it's not my dlil. My tarnagel put it there, I'm not responsible for the tarnagel's actions. Al koponim. So Rashi is saying over here, that if my mumming is at a kolah b'shusarabim, I'm a chuyet to be mesalik my mumming, and if I'm not mesalik it, I'm called a koyre boyer, and I feel to be mafked later, it will not help. This is Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Taisvis. The Tinfu Kelo. Perish Akuntris, Bavke Kelo. Bavke, if the Bala Chotzer's Begodim became a tuna. Avol Hu Atzmai Huzak, if the Bala Chotzer became Genizik from the Glolim, Chayev Bala Sher, famous. The Patrinelei Mishum Ishboy Ovelei Sherboy, the chol midi dahave delay b'shas nefila. If my mamen fell in amokim nebikei v'satakole kegoyim beglolim, v'chein nofal gmalei v'loi hamido v'machai v'slei mishum boi, af agav de'iyu loi karye el agomol koro abakiv nebishas kiye. The Deyu, but this is his Gomel, this is his Glolet. The Olei Romi Lisluki, he's Mechuyet to make sure that his Momen should not be Mazik. Mazik. The Loi Salke, command the Kaye Dami. The Aval Gav the Mavkalu Boso Shait, even though later will be Mavke. Doesn't matter, it's too late. You were a Kaye Boyer, and you're Mechuyet. It's not better than Ber B'Shusarab, that's also not yours. If you're a Kaira Ber. V'leidah mi l'shoi roi shechofa Ber B'Shusarab. The miyot of ish Ber B'loi shoi Ber is if my share dog a Ber B'Shusarab. The chafir alav didayu, because the Ber is not mine. It's not my Ber, and I didn't dig it. So my mele here, there's no responsibility on me. V'dlil ha'kosha b'regel ha'tarnagel me'elov. The dlil lapidayu ad kan l'shaynik. Mashma mitoich perish akontres, so from Rashi would seem, lemay de maskinen stam glolim avkuri mafkalu, so Rashi learned his mafka later. His mafka later, and then some amela, so that's why your potter on the begodim was the gnizik later. The leipatrinen elokele bafke, avol hu atzmai chayim. But he'll be chayiv. He'll be chayiv, even though he was mafker. Ulri nire, the ri is chaylik. The ri holds the vaday mikore, the salke daiter, dloy avkere. In the havamin of the Gemara, that the Gemara held he wasn't mafker, the glolim. My potter, ala kalev. Then it's 100% right. That means I have my glolim in Yenem's Rishus, and he was genistic to my glolim. Then you'll zicha say this lumdes of havle lamluye vle malye commande kaye domi 100%. He'll be chayiv on the hezek of the balachos. I put okay look. Avo lefia maskone the omar the mafkilahu, but the gemara says pinyle was mafkil. I feel what's my potter midi da hava mafkil nezokov. La'achel nefilas oynes. So Taisvi says, the whole din is, if I made a maise kriye, so then the din is, a mafke doesn't help. But it was achel nefilas oynes. That means I had an even
Beloi shagak, in the ruach, shayna mitzuyah came and blew it down. So it's nefilah sinus. My Eben is down now on the Lishu Saram. It was nefilah sinus. So Taisvis holds, so calls man, I wasn't mafker it, I'm chayiv if I had time to take it away. But if I mafker it, the command the kari yedomi, which we say is enough of a sibe, lechayve calls man, it's mine. But if I mafker it, it's not called a real kriya that Hefke won't help later. This is how Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. Taisvis holds that you only chayv if you were kare, but this is a lomdashe kriya. Kiman the kariye domi. So Taisvis learns the kiman is, if it's still mine, and you need a maise kriya also, it's called, it's kiyichish ber, and it's palaber, that the kiman is only kozman, it's mine. But if I mafker it, I'm out of the... I wasn't kaired but poil, and now I mafker it already, so Taisus holds your pot. Ay, Rashi bore gemore,
nofal gmoloi, v'loi hemidoi. He's chayiv. I feel it was mafker it. There it seems he's chayiv, I feel it was mafker it. So Taisus says, Anshuldik, look at that gemore. When the filas gmole mokminen the iskel the iskeler bei gamle, the gemara makes an akimt over there. It's speaking about he was walking first, he tripped. And we hold niskal peisheya, and the gamle tripped over him. Oh, so he's called a kairibayah. This called a kairibayah because the whole reason that the gamle fell is because he fell, and he's a peisheya. Oy derech sarata denara davei peisheya. They're talking about something else, or he was. He brought the gomel in a slippery place, and the gomel fell. So it's called, I'm a peshay on the sea of Saber. Then Hefke won't help. Aval hoche de loy poshe, there was no pshia whatsoever. Aval pi shi im loy hoya mafker o yechayv le salik. So Taisa says, klo. Even though if he wouldn't have been mafker, he'll be chayiv. Mikomo kem hashti davkir apoto. So, we have a machlokes, Rashi and Taisvis. If this lomdis of Kiman, the Kariyadome, is sufficient to give him a din of a Kairaboy that Hefke won't help, that's what Shitas Rashi is, and Shitas Taisvis is, no. It gives him a din of Kairaboy that he's Chayav, Kozman, it's his, but the minute he's Mafkarit, he's not responsible. It's not called Hefke La'acha and the Pilus Pshiyah. So Taisvis, but L'chayr Pshat in the Gemara, it would seem the Gemara wasn't Chayzer. The Gemara is learning that it's speaking about the same thing like before, that he's Chayiv and Hezek Ufoy, he's Potter and Kelo, Uperish Akuntres Nira Yoysa, Shein Nira Shechayzer Mimashu Lai Potter Ala Kelo. So L'chayr, so what's that Kipshat? So the Taisvis, the Choshev Hai Mafkin is Okav La'acha Nefilas Pshia. She Pesheu, She Machne Shoyre Shaloi Bershus, She Darkoi Laharbitz Glolam. So Taisvis says a different than Rashi. Taisvis says, I think Pshat and Taisvis says as follows, just like we heard, a person was Meniach Avnoi Al Rosh Agag, Nofel Beruach Metzuyah. So he's called a Kaira Boy. Yeah, you put on the Rosh Agag and the Ruach Metzuyah will blow it down. You're called a Kaira Boer. I mean, what do you expect? It's the winds are going to stop blowing now, so you're called a Kaira Boer. If you bring a Shoyer into Yenim's Chotzer, what do you think? That the Shoyer is Glolim in itself. What's going to happen? Be practical. The Shoyer is a Ruach Metzuyah to bring in its Glolim. If you brought a Shoyer into the Shoyer is going to be Matal Glolim. So it's considered like I took a Shoyer full of Glolim, I brought it into Yenim's Chotzer, and I know the Shoyer is going to be Matal the Glolim. So I'm called a Kairi Boyer. I'm a Peshay over here. By bringing in the Shoyer, I know the Shoyer is going to be Matal Glolim. So Memele, so therefore, Taisi says, so that's Pshat in the Gemara. So Pshat in the Gemara is, so the Etzim bringing in the Shoyer, that's Molei Glolim in the Chotzer, is a Pshiyah, that's called, I was a Kairei Bayer. I was a Kairei Bayer, so Mafkin Azokav, Lachan Nafilas Pshiyah, does not help.